Turtle.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing that lives on land?
Gopher.
Okay. What do you call the insides of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His chest.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
Boat.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Slip.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's certainly a pretty, what?
Necklace.
Well, a pretty something of beads.
String.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really, what, the other one?
Beating.
Okay. Now, do you have a more colorful way you might say that?
No, unless he beat the hell out of it.
Well, would you ever say anything like whoop or wallop or anything like that? Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, okay. You wouldn't call them haunches or humpos or anything like that? Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
I call him stingy.
Okay. Did you ever call him anything like a skinflint or a tightwad?
Mm-hmm. A tightwad. I have done that.
Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes that are in bad taste. You'd say he really looks, what?
Awful.
Okay. Well, is there a word that you specifically apply in that kind of situation?
Mm-mm.
Would there be a different word if this were a woman instead of a man? Do you ever use the word tacky or slouchy?
Yeah, I have used the word tacky.
Okay. Sure, refer to both men?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call it when a person is wearing his best clothes? You'd say he's really, what?
Dressed up.
Okay. What would you use to refer to an old person that's very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say, he's certainly, what, for his age?
Let's see, what would I say? Spry.
You'd say that a lazy, unambitious person is very...
trifling.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in the trunk of a tree with its bill?
Woodpecker.
Okay. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going all the way around it? You might say he went, what, across the field?
Crossways.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes every which way? You might say that the car skidded on ice and went, what, across the highway?
Every which way.
Okay. What do you call evil spirits? Some people believe that they come out at midnight and vanish at daybreak. If a person is walking down a deserted road late at night and hears a noise, he might say, I'm not afraid of...
ghost.
Okay. What do you call an old dilapidated house that these evil spirits might live in?
Haunted house.
Okay. Are there any of those around here? You believe in ghosts?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yes,
you ever seen one?
I've seen two.
Would you tell me about them? I'm interested. I've never seen one. And I was talking to a lady yesterday in Surrency. You know who that is?
Mm-mm.
Well, it's not too far from Jessup, over on the other side of the state. And she was telling me about a ghost that she is sure lives there. You know, she's seen it, and she knows it's there. And it's been there for, I don't know, 100 years. Her mother saw it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Is it around here where you saw a ghost?
No, it was down at Melrose where I saw that.